For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We sure do. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday. I also know what day it is, Sean. So I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad that that's there. But
having trouble with names today.
Yeah, names is a little bit difficult. Days is a little bit difficult.
I couldn't remember if it was Reggie I was having that conversation with. So I was like, this guy. Okay. I just made it up.
Sounds good. Excellent. I wouldn't have called you out on it, to be fully honest. But it's a Friday, and technically we are done with training camp here. Only one more thing to do before you get to the regular season, and that's to play this final preseason game. So what's to be looked at and what's to be learned from this final preseason game? Of course, you can always get involved with the program by texting in. Text line 713-572-4610. We're also on YouTube and Twitch. We'll be checking those as well. But, I mean, it feels like there's a few things in particular that we're trying to get a better eye on in this last game. But largely, this team, it feels like the haze in the barn, as Nick Caserio said yesterday.
Yeah, I think this is one of the best feelings you can have going in into the final preseason game. I really do, because there's not a lot still to be determined.
Yeah.
Like this squad is set. The only thing to be determined is, are any good players going to be traded? You know, as they were just talking about.
Sure.
Like, are any players that normally would be starters in previous, you know, versions of the Texans, are they going to be traded? I got two things. I think you got the same two things.
I think so.
That's it. That are interesting, or should be, you know, sort of important in terms of roster building, you know, tomorrow. And it's going to be great to go to. I'll be there. Come say hello. If you're tailgating, I'll be out there doing that. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be sitting with my guys in our usual spots there on, is it the second or third row? Second row of the press box. It's going to be fun. But it's only a couple of things.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of the nature of the third preseason game, usually, anyways, right? Well, the big one, and it feels like it's been the big one for how long, is like, how does this team view Dameon Pierce? And if we do get to see Dameon Pierce, how does he show again? Because, I mean, look, I know that there's been a lot of conversation about opportunities and such. And in theory, preseason game 3 is a place to see a lot of opportunities for various players and put the last bit of tape out there, whether it's for the team that they're currently on or for the 31 others that might be out there looking, right? And Dameon Pierce feels like there all 32 of those are in play, because he feels like a candidate for, if he does not stick here, which again, we'll figure out how this organization feels about him in really soon. If he does not stick here, he could be a guy who you're trying to shop elsewhere.
And that's one of mine, is Dameon Pierce. And I think our listeners, Texans fans, should be paying attention. If he starts, that's a little bit of a sign. If he plays more than a quarter, that's a big sign. In terms of what they're thinking about him.
John Lopez, Texans whisperer. Let me know. All right, so I feel like there's three permutations, if I'm not missing some, but we'll check this out, right? Dameon Pierce does not play in this game. What does that mean?
That means he's on. He's done. He's on the squad. And he's probably, I think he's at best, as you've heard, the third best running back on this team, but they seem to like him. They say nice things. Maybe it's just being nice. But if he doesn't play, he's on the squad. I don't think they're going to move him. It's possible. I don't know where you fall on that, but I don't think they move him.
Okay. So Dameon Pierce does play.
They're still thinking about it.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, if he does play, that means Cam Akers is not going to play. Right? Because
I can see that for sure.
Right, because you got all these rookies and undrafted players. I'm looking at them right now. You got new players, J.J. Taylor, obviously Gumba Wale. He's probably going to play because he's just one of those dudes and he does a lot of special team stuff they're going to look at. Jawar Jordan, British Brooks. So there's four players right there. There's four running backs right there that... If Joe Mixon's not going to play, if K if Damian Pierce plays, that means Cam Akers is not, and Cam Akers is your second team running back. So you got to kind of read between the lines on this whole, you know, first team out there, I think. Because if Damian Pierce plays, Cam Akers probably won't, and he's the second team running back.
Okay, and then if Damian Pierce plays for a while.
Yes.
Then, I mean, although that would fit with what D'Amico has said about opportunities, is now you give him room to have opportunities, but what is the interpretation there?
If he plays over a quarter, they're still trying to decide if he's even going to be on the squad. So let's just go through it real simple. He doesn't play, he's in. He starts and plays a little bit. That means he's probably, they're thinking about it, but he's probably going to be like the third, you know, team running back. And Cam Akers is your number two, because I don't think Cam Akers is going to play.
But see, I felt like if that was the case, he would have played a little more in this preseason, right? I felt like all preseason, they've been treating him like he was a starting running back.
Yeah, but he's taken a downturn. Like he's had the two games, he's had 8 carries and 9 yards. So all of a sudden, that's got them thinking about it, I think. You know what I mean?
I mean, it seemed like they're not too worried about him, man, because, shoot, I felt like they threw Mechie out there more than Damian Pierce. Mm-hmm. Like, he had something to prove, which I agree. I think he did have something to prove, but it seemed like they kind of coming across as no big deal for Damian Pierce, and it's everybody else's fault.
Right, and also in not playing him a lot, it has not seemed like they've had a lot of consideration towards the idea of trading him. I do wonder if they play him a lot, if that's somewhere, some ideas of, like, kind of shopping him a little bit. Although, again,
there is that.
Right. What are you shopping in that case, especially if he gives you another yard per carry performance, right? Like, is that something that ends up being appealing in the marketplace? But yeah, Damian Pierce out there would be, I don't know, it's going to be interesting to maybe get a better idea because of what this organization views of Damian Pierce, I mean, because they've said a lot of things that I don't know. I think you can take them at face value, sure, with this organization, but I think we all, especially because of what we can see and what we believe, we all have a little bit of skepticism as to how strongly this organization believes that about Damian Pierce.
I think the big thing we need to be looking for when they trot out onto the field is Cam Akers going to play? I know he's a veteran and they might sit him anyway, but they wouldn't sit him and play Damian Pierce unless they knew Cam Akers had a spot on this team.
And
to me, that's the biggest thing.
From the 713, they say, hey, man, it's Lions season still. Don't forget. Yes. So if they don't play him, they're trading him. I could see that as well, especially Seth was talking about this when we talked with him yesterday, the idea of, hey, man, this joint practice could have been a real great opportunity for the Texans to maybe have a conversation with a team that could very much be in need of the services of Damian Pierce. Yeah. They've made a shift in their running style to more of a gap scheme, which is something that we've seen historically in that rookie year that Damian Pierce ran a lot better. Maybe him, you know, you pair them together, especially when you look at the relationship that the organizations have, or at least D'Amico Ryans and Sean McVay have. Maybe you can work something out there. And if they already have maybe some level of, you know, hush-hush agreement or something to that effect, maybe you sit him and then, you know, so that there's no further risk of injury or anything like that.
But I think Damian Pierce has proved nothing this preseason and really last year. If not, he doesn't excel in this type of system.
Yeah.
So I think whomever they're trading him to is not going to be a zone blocking system. It's going to be
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone else.
And so there is something to be said for having him get out there one more time in an outside zone type situation. Maybe doesn't benefit you at all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Other things to maybe look for and maybe possibly be learned in this final preseason game against the Rams. How is this wide receiver room going to shake out? There's an abundance of talent in this wide receiver room, and you unfortunately just can't hold on to all of them.
Yeah.
How do they feel about them? And again, this more feels like maybe not how they play, because I think all of the parties involved, we feel like we have the book on. We feel like we have dossiers on who they are. It's more of how are they deployed, and maybe if that gives us a little bit of the tip of the hand of how Caserio and this organization is viewing the way that they're going to play this.
Mechie, Noah Brown, and Robert Woods, right? I think Xavier Hutchinson is probably in there too, but...
Yeah, Xavier's going to be a guy worth watching.
So maybe those four.
But I mean, they're going to play.
They're
going to
play. Yeah, they're going to play. And I think it's telling because Robert Woods is a guy that you would have thought... wouldn't have played. Veteran.
Yeah.
Veteran guy. He's been there, done that. Has been on this squad. Has been an integral part of this squad. You know, he's kind of in that same boat. I mean, he may not be playing for his NFL life because he's going to play. But he's playing for this uniform. You know, he's playing for, is he going to be a Texan? Same thing maybe with Noah Brown. So it's interesting. I think John Mechie is interesting as well because Mechie had such a good game, last week. He can almost only hurt himself when he plays. He's got to have a good game. Like because all of a sudden, we'll be sitting here on Monday going, was that a fluke? If he has another kind of nowhere game. He's got to play well, Mechie.
Sure. I think that's fair, especially. Yeah. I think we've taken the kind of hints of, hey, a little bit more special teams and practice such, and we've turned that into, well, does that mean that he has a solid spot? But I think that's a fair point, is the idea that I know that maybe you could look at the coaching staff looking at him and saying, okay, maybe they're starting to see what they always hope they could see, especially in what you could consider kind of like, if you viewed it this way, his rookie year after him dealing with a lot of off the field things, including, fighting cancer and getting himself back to where he needed to be.
Yeah.
You could view this as, okay, this is a starting point, and if we see the proof of concept in his style, then that's fine, but you want to make sure that proof of concept is fully established also in preseason game three.
Yeah, I think they're looking...
Four, I guess, technically.
I think they're looking for an exclamation point with John Mechie. Validation, verification, if you will. Like we've liked him. He's kind of been in their good graces. Didn't do a whole lot in the first preseason game, first two preseason games. But then he kind of showed what he's got. Kind of got his feet under him. They're just looking for that exclamation point. Yes, he's going to be here. He's got that upside.
So a couple of days ago, D'Amico Ryans after practice was basically asked about what he's expecting to see in this third preseason game. This is what he said.
Coming into our last preseason game, it will be a really big opportunity for a lot, I always say young guys, but it's a lot of guys on our team who aren't just solidified ones on our team. So it's an opportunity for those guys, one last week to show the improvements that they made, to show that they belong, to show that they can help our team and it'll be a successful team this year. So it's just one more look for guys. And I think at this point we've seen what a lot of our guys can do. We've seen how they can help us, and I just want to see those guys if they can take another jump. Right? Can they take another jump? Can they correct the things that need to be corrected? And can the guys just go out and compete and play fast football for us?
Okay, so I think the guys that we previously talked about, I don't think they fit in that category. But are there any other players on this roster that you feel like do fit into that category?
Like what? Like he's basically saying, not just rookies, everybody on this squad that's not a one, you got to show us one more time. And the answer is what we were talking about, like not just those back end receivers, but maybe some of these running backs. I think what he's really talking about there, like making some decisions, yes or no, will be here, won't be here, will be maybe move. I think he's looking at players along the offensive and defensive fronts. Because keep in mind, obviously, they're gonna have a lot of opportunities on both of those behind the front line guys. Autry is gonna be suspended. There's one opportunity right there,
sure,
for somebody. And then you've got guys like Settle and Davis is probably gonna be on the squad, but he's got to show something. Derek Barnett, Jerry Hughes, like those are guys that have been on this squad. I think he's talking about those guys. All right, show us. And then some of these offensive linemen. Our guy Nick Brooker, Figgy, came out of nowhere, started running with the ones. He's not guaranteed, So Kendrick Green had that little nick that he had. Maybe Jarrett Patterson. So I think he's talking there, not just about the receivers and some of these back end receivers and the back end running backs, but both offensive and defensive lines.
I also wonder if some of this points to like these positions that we view a little bit weaker, mm-hmm. especially on the defense. We talk about cornerback depth, right?
There you go.
Like some of those guys, C.J. Henderson, and then also Jeff Okuda. Absolutely, yeah. right? Like those yeah. are guys who are not rookies, but guys who you need to see have another opportunity to see them play mm-hmm. at a level that feels sufficient because. You know, you have your starting cornerbacks that you feel confident about, but those guys are going to, you know, over the course of a 17-game season, mm-hmm. bumps, bruises, substitutions, all sorts of things, they'll factor in various points. Are you going to be able to play at the level that's sufficient for you? And then also, you could talk about linebackers as well. Yeah. Christian Harris, again, didn't practice yesterday, right?
How did I not think of linebackers?
Is Christian Harris going to be a dude who possibly ends up with an IR stint as well?
Yes, at this point, you have to consider that. But I'm glad you brought up linebackers because Neville Hewitt's going to be on the squad, and then who, you know, behind that. I think Toto's going to play.
Yeah.
You know, and so he has to, maybe he falls into that category. He's not going to get cut.
No.
But they're looking for guys that can show him something.
Show him that you're fully grasping and you're full and growing. Actually, Toto might be like chief in this conversation.
Yes.
You hear the way that D'Amico talked about it.
Yeah.
Show us that the improvement that you've already identified yourself and that we've identified as a team for you,
mm-hmm.
that you're not just taking steps with it, but you're also like fully continuing down that path towards a better player.
Jake Hansen played a lot. Is he a lock? I don't know. I don't think so. Delshawn Phillips, he's played a lot mostly with the second group. That's a good thing. But is he a lock? I don't know. You got Jamal Hill, a rookie. I mean, linebacker, you're absolutely right. Linebacker is going to be one that I think there's going to be some make or break plays on tomorrow. Yeah.
So tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. here on Sports Radio 610, you'll have Sean and Seth getting you ready for preseason game, I guess, game four around mm-hmm. here after the Hall of Fame three quarters of a game.
Yeah.
Such a weird circumstance that you had there. But Sports Radio 610, we got you locked when it comes to Texans. There you go. In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us. Again, you can always get involved by texting in on the text line 713-572-4610. Coming up next, the Astros handle Baltimore and Bregman. Quickly proving us wrong. We'll talk about it next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.